Christian soldiers marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve, and this show is for Thursday, the 9th of February, 2017. We are going to be picking up in chapter 55 of the book of Isaiah, that is Yeshayahu. We left off at the end of 54 yesterday. We're coming very close down to the end of Yeshayahu. It only has 66 chapters. I'm usually doing 3 to 4 chapters a day. And commenting, but the reading of this word is so important. It's overwhelmingly prophetic. It has a lot of messianic prophecies in it. So without further ado, we will delve right into chapter 55, verse 1. And verse 1, you can reference the book of Revelations, chapter 1, Revelations chapter 21, verse 6, and chapter 22, verse 17. Verse 1. Ho! 1945. All that thirst, 6771. Come to the waters, and he that has no money, come, buy grain, 7666, and eat. Yea, come, buy without money and without price wine and milk. Ooh, here's verse 2. Why do you weigh out silver for that which is not food? And your produce, 3018, for that which satisfies not. Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and take exquisite delight, 6026, in fatness, 1880, yourselves. Fatness is as abundance. Why are you wasting your money on that which is not food, which does not benefit you? And trading your produce for something that doesn't really satisfy you. Secular stuff. A little hit of this hot coffee here. Verse 3, and you can reference verse 3 in the book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 34. Incline your ears and come to me. Hear, and your being shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you as the sure, 539, mercies, 2617, of David, 1732. Behold, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader, 5057, and commander, 6680, to the people. Who's he speaking of? King David, No. King David was in the past. This is future prophecy about Yeshua Messiah. I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. That's who he should be. Verse 5. Behold, you shall call a nation you know not, and nations that know you not, those who don't know you, shall run to you because of Yahweh Elohecha, your God, and for the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified you. Even the pagan nations are going to fall down in worship of Yahweh in the last day. In the day of judgment, they will see that their false gods are false. Now, that won't make them Israel. They'll just not want to be destroyed. Well, sure, nobody wants to be destroyed, but we'll see what transpires. We will see it. I do believe that. Verse 6, seek Yahweh while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Verse 7, let the wicked, 7563, forsake his ways, and the man of wickedness, 205, his plans, and let him return to Yahweh. Talk about massive repentance here. And he will have compassion upon him and to Eloheinu, our God, because he will abundantly pardon those that are true in repentance. They're going to have to forsake their ways. Now, Yahweh's not going to forgive the sub-racists. That's not what this is about. It does not say that here. He's speaking to Israel. The whole book is about Israel. It's not about the mudbloods or anybody else. It's Israel and Israel only. And the Judeo-Christians just can't quite get that. It doesn't, they have been indoctrinated so much with this race mixing and everybody is brothers and God is love and all of that doctrine that they are blind. They cannot see. Their eyes are blind and their ears are stopped up because of their apostasy. They're having their ears tickled by false prophets. Verse 8, for my thoughts, 4284, are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares Yahweh. The ways of men are not Yahweh's way. Verse 9, because as the sky are higher, the skies are higher than the land, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Of course, he's Yahweh, we're not. We need to stop trying to downsize Yahweh. There's verse 10. And you can reference 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. For as the rain comes down and the snow from the sky and returns not there, but waters the land and causes it to bring forth and sprout, that may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall, verse 11, so shall my word that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, 7387, but it shall accomplish that which I please, 2654, and it shall prosper, 6743, where I sent it. Okay, let's stop here. So we read the word of Yahweh as it is and teach the truth, and it's not going out and returning empty. It's touching someone. It will accomplish what Yahweh pleases. And where he sends it, it shall prosper. Okay? So that's why we don't quit. We never give up. Oh, well, we only have this many listeners or this many downloads, and we're worrying about quantity rather than quality. Everybody's not gonna make it. It's not massive numbers. It's faithfulness. We're going to be a remnant, a small part of the whole. People just keep forgetting that definition. We're not going to have the numbers that they have in the mega churches. We're not going to spout feel-good theology. We're going to give it as it's written. And that's not going to be popular because people have turned in apostasy from Yahweh, and they don't want to hear it. Only those that are drawn of Yahweh want to hear it. In fact, they can't get enough of it. It pleases them. It enlightens their heart. So that's why I don't worry if I've got a gazillion downloads or a gazillion listeners. The people that listen to what I have to say really actually want to hear it. And it gives them strength. And that pleases me no end, that I can be of service. Verse 12. For with joy you shall go forth, and with peace be led forth. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into joyful singing, and all the trees of the field shall strike their hands. Let's clap their hands. 6086, all the trees, that's a metaphor for people. And clap their hands. Trees don't, wooden trees don't have hands. Instead of the thorn, in other words, a useless, worthless plant, shall rise up the fir tree, 1265. And instead of the cyrtopod, 5636, we don't know that what that is. That's an unknown desert plant. Regardless of what they put in the King James, we don't know what it is. They just put in whatever the heck they want. Instead of the cyrtopod shall rise up the myrtle tree, 1918, and it shall be to Yahweh as a name for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. He's going to get rid of these bad trees and bring in the useful trees, the good trees. The trees in the garden in Genesis were other races. This is a metaphor for people as used in Scripture often. There's a lot of this usage about trees going on. Now we get into chapter 56, verse 1. Thus says Yahweh, keep justice, in other words, we are to be just, and do righteousness, we are to be righteousness. For near, 7138, is my salvation, 3444, he is the Savior, to come, and my righteousness to be revealed, 1540. Wait on Yahshua, he's coming, be patient. Verse 2, blessed is the mortal doing this, and the son of Adam laying hold on it, that keeps the Shabbat from profaning and keeps his hand from doing any evil. People that are living according to the word, keeping the Shabbat. Verse 3, neither, boy, I'm stumbling, Spirit. Neither let speak the son of the foreigner, 5236. That's Nekar, as an Israelite living in a foreign land. Not as a racial alien, that has joined himself, 3867, to Yahweh, saying, Yahweh has utterly excluded me. That's 914 doubled from his people. In other words, if there's an Israelite from a foreign land that comes back in, we are to let him in. That's the problem that they had with Peter. He didn't want to let the Greek Israelites back in. Nor let the eunuch say, behold, I am a tree that is dry. Somebody that has been emasculated by force, by the enemy. You've still got the spirit. For verse 4, for thus says Yahweh, to the eunuchs that keep my Shabbath and choose what pleases me and take hold of my covenant. Verse 5, to them will I give in my house and within my walls a place at my side, and a name better than the sons and of daughters, and I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Now he was speaking of the eunuchs castrated and forced to serve in an alien land. And only Israel can be part of the covenant. If these people were mutilated, that's not sin on their part. That's sin on the part of the oppressor. Verse 6, also the sons of the foreigners that joined themselves to serve him. Stop right there. These are men of Israel living in a foreign land that join himself to serve him and to love the name of Yahweh, to be his servants, all that keep the Shabbat from being profaned and take hold of my covenant. Who was under the covenant? Only Israel. He's not talking about bringing racial aliens, non-Israelites, into the covenant. You have to know the playbook with the rules, okay? Verse 7, and verse 7, you can reference Matthew 21:13, Mark 11:17, and Luke 19:46. Them I will cause to come to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer, 8:605. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices accepted upon my altar. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all my people. They left the word my out in a lot of the English translations. My people, not all people. They took the word out to make it say all people. It doesn't say all people. It says all my people. Verse 8, no universalism in that verse. The Lord Yahweh which gathers, 6908, the outcast, 1760, of Israel declares, that's a dispersion, yet will I gather to him beside those gathered to him. Israel will be brought together. Verse 9, all living creatures of the field come to devour, all living creatures in the forest. Okay. Verse 10, his watchmen, 6822, are blind. Watchmen, sofev, as a figure for the religious leaders. And the religious leaders today are all blind. All without knowledge. 3045. How many of them speak without knowledge? How many people do we hear holding forth when they really don't understand the words that they're saying? They haven't done the research. They're not qualified to try to preach, but they figure because everybody else is doing it, they might as well do it now. Let's all join in. Everybody's a preacher. Well, no, everybody's not. A lot of people preaching out here today that are not qualified to preach. All dumb, 483, dogs, 3611, not able to bark, 5024, dreaming, 1957, lying down, 7901, loving to slumber, 5123. Verse 11, yea, dogs fierce of appetite, never knowing satisfaction, and they are shepherds without knowledge or understanding. Roim, another figure for religious leaders that just preached this claptrap that they were taught in the Judeo-Christian seminary schools, not knowing what they're preaching. They all look to their own way. That's their personal doctrine, Dorecam. Every man for his unjust gain. That's 1215, Libitzeu. Greedy preachers. Every man for his unjust gain. From his end, 7097. It's for his own use. An example, Joel Osteen. He's the most blatant. John Hagee. Mega preachers, rich. TV shows. And they preach garbage. And they like it because they're getting rich off of it. This is their world. Verse 12. Come, I will fetch wine. And, pardon me, we will imbibe, 5433, strong drink, 7941. That's a type of beer. And tomorrow shall be as this day, and much, much greater. Man, watchmen and shepherds are figures of speech for religious leaders. And these don't guard the true word of Yahweh. They don't warn the people when they're in transgression. Indeed, they promote it. Political correctness. Not Yahweh's word. Come out from among them and be ye separate. Yeshua Messiah never taught personal salvation. Didn't teach altar calls. Only kingdom theology through the Torah. Let's get into chapter 57 here. Verse 1, now I changed the word order from the KJV back to the word order that is in the Hebrew because the way they had it changed the context of the passage. This is as it is in the Hebrew. The righteous perishes and no man lays it up upon his heart. In other words, nobody bothers to think of it. Oh well, somebody else died. And pious men are taken away, 622, and none considers that from the presence of evil the righteous have been taken away. Oh well. They just they murdered another preacher or They locked him up for telling the truth. That's going on all over the world. If you preach the truth over in England or in Canada or in Germany, they'll lock you up. You'll go to prison. Soon to be coming here, I think. We follow right along. Verse 2, he shall enter into peace. They shall rest in their beds, walking in straightness. Verse 3, but draw near here, you sons of the soothsayer, 6049. The seed of the adulterer and the whore. Adulterer is 5003 and whore is 2181. This is figurative for the adulterous worship of alien gods. Verse 4. Against whom do you make sport of? 6026. Against whom do you make make you a wide mouth? 7337. And stick out your tongue. That's lengthen. Ta'aribu. 3956. Are you not born of transgression? 6588. A seed of deceit? In other words, who are you making fun of? Making fun of Yahweh? That's bad. Bad business. Verse 5. Inflaming yourself. 2552. That's hanechamim. That's becoming excited. With Elim, that's false gods, under every luxuriant tree, that's where they used to worship, slaughtering, 7819, those born, 3206, in the hidden ravines, 5158, beneath, 8478, the clefts, 5585, of the cliffs, 5553, that's child sacrifice to Molech in hidden places. Verse 6. Among the smooth stones of the Wadi is your portion. 2503. That's your chosen life. They worship rocks. They carved faces on them and bowed down and worshiped them. Even to them have you poured a drink offering, and you have caused to ascend a grain offering. In these should I receive comfort? 5162. They're worshiping all these false images, and you're supposed to get comfort from that? I think not. What are we worshiping today? A Jewish Jesus, a faggot on the stick, the image of Michelangelo's gay lover. That's what it is. The Roman Catholic Church adopted that as the official portrait of Jesus. But then look at the Romish Church. All the homosexuals and the child molesters, nuns getting pregnant, idols that they worship. Well, do what you want, folks. Do what you want. Verse 7, upon a lofty, 1364, and high, 5375, that's lifted up, mountain, have you placed your place of lying, 4904, and that is Mishkabek, and it has sexual connotations as fornication with an alien god. Even there you went up to slaughter sacrifice. And then usually with the gods that they were worshiping back then, they had a big orgy. A lot of sex going on. Sex cults. Verse 8. Behind the doors also, and the doorpost, 4201. You have placed your remembrance, 2146, a little symbol of an alien god. Zikronik. For you have uncovered to another than me, 1540, uncovered, and have gone up. You have enlarged your place of lying and cut a covenant with them. You love their place of lying. Their phallus you behold. 3027, that's literally the hand as a phallus. It's a symbol of power, the phallus symbol. And you can refer to Brown Driver Briggs Gesenius lexicon, not the Brown Driver Briggs. It has to have the Gesenius, page 390. And you can look that up under 3027. You have to have the proper research materials, folks. That book is still available. There's two versions. There's just the Brown Driver Briggs. You can download that on eSword. But the Brown Driver Briggs Gesenius, English Hebrew lexicon, is the one that you really need. And you're probably going to have to learn how to read some Hebrew. Too much like work? Oh well, do what you want. Verse 9, and you journeyed, 7788, to Melech, 4428. And here is, it's as the God. And it's usually rendered as Molech, which also means the king. And back in verse 5, they were talking about the child sacrifice to Molech. And increased, 7235, your perfumes, 7547, and sent your messengers, 6735, far off, and showed abasement, 8213, to Sheol, 7585. You abased yourself to the land of the dead and its inhabitants. They used to call up dead spirits, but they weren't the spirits of the dead. They were demons. They were fooled. They were deceived. Necromancers. Necromancy. Speaking with the dead. They do that today. Verse 10. In the greatness of your way, you are wearied, yet said you not, there is no hope. 2976, pardon me. The life of your hand you have found. Therefore, you did not feel weak. And that's speaking of false strength from idols made by hand here. Verse 11. And of whom have you been afraid or feared, that you have lied and have not remembered me, nor laid it up in your mind? 3820. Have I not kept silent? 2814. Even from old? 5769. And you fear me not? Verse 12. I will declare your righteousness and your works, because they shall not profit you. 6666. Righteousness is used in a sarcastic manner here. And your works, 4639, would be the idols. Verse 13. When you cry, 2199, in other words, cry out for assistance, let your heaps deliver you. That's 6899. That's kibbutzaic. As heaps of idols. They had all these little G gods around the house. But the wind shall carry them all away. Vanity shall take them. That's worthlessness. But he that takes refuge, 2620, in me shall inherit, 5157, the land, and shall possess, 3423, my holy mountain, the faithful remnant. The rest are going to be destroyed. Verse 14, and shall say, cast up, 5549, cast up, prepare, 6437, the way, lift up the stumbling block, 4383, from the way of my people. Verse 15. For thus says the high, 7311, and exalted, 5375, that abides, 7931, perpetually, 5703, whose name is holy. In the high and holy I dwell. With him also of a crushed, 1793, and lowly spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly, and to revive the heart of the crushed. Those of us that have been oppressed and crushed down, he's going to take care of it. Verse 16. For I will not contend forever. 7378. That's a reeb. That's in a legal case. Neither will I forever, 5331, be wroth. 7107, for the spirit would faint, 5848, from my presence, and every breathing thing, 5397, I have made. In other words, Yahweh can't be here in totality. We just could not take it, folks. He has to manifest himself in pieces and parts, like Yahshua. He manifested himself as Yeshua for a purpose. Manifests himself as the Holy Spirit for a purpose. Verse 17, for the iniquity, 5771, of his unjust gain was I wroth, 7107, he's talking about Israel here, and smote him. I hid, 5641, and was wroth, and he went on back turning in the way of his heart. Speaking of the people of Israel. It's speaking in the singular, but it's speaking of the entire of Israel. And we just kept on and kept on and kept on. I have seen his ways and will heal him. That's of Israel. He's going to set us aright. He's healing us through Yahshua. I will lead him also, 5148. And restore, 7999, comforts, 5150, to him and to his mourners. 57, those that lament over the sins of Israel. I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, 7965. That fruit of the lips is thanksgiving. Peace. Peace to the far off and to the near, says Yahweh. And I will hear him. This is Israel he's talking about. He's going to going to gather us all together. He's in process of that now. Verse 20. But the wicked, 7563, are like the casting out, 1644. The wicked is Harashai. Those are the enemies of Yahweh. The casting out of the sea. In other words, just driftwood and garbage thrown up on the shore. When it is not able to show quietness, whose waters cast out mire and mud. Another, like I said, garbage. Verse 21, no peace, says Elohai, our God, to the wicked. And verse 19, you can reference Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12. And verse 21, no peace to the wicked. You can reference Isaiah 48, 22. So, there's going to be a lot of stuff coming in the near future. I know people will get uncomfortable with that and they don't like to hear it. But I'm sorry about what they like to hear and what they don't want to hear. That's on them. They're going to have to deal with it. Now let's get into chapter 58 here. It's not all that long. I have time to do it. Verse 1, cry in your throat and refrain not, like a shofar, that's a ram's horn trumpet, lift up your voice and declare to my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. Well, that's what we do here. Verse 2, yet they seek me daily and to know my ways they delight. As a nation that did righteousness and the ordinance of Elohim did not forsake, they ask of the ordinances of justice, and approaching Elohim they delight. Well, people are still trying to find Yahweh. They're just going to these Judeo-Christian churches and being diverted. Verse 3, wherefore have we fasted, and you see not? And I said, why do we fast, and you don't see us? Wherefore have we afflicted ourselves, that's fasting, and you know not? Behold, in the day of your fast you find pleasure, and all your toilers you drive on. In other words, they're not observing a true fast. You drive on, 5065, tinegosu. That's to force to work on a fast day. Verse 4, behold, for strife and contention you fast, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. You shall not fast as this day to make to be heard on high your voice. In other words, you're ruining the fast with the way that you do it. Verse 5, such is it, a fast I have chosen, a day for an Adam to afflict his being, to bow down as a reed his head, and sackcloth and ashes upon him? Such will you call a fast and a day acceptable to Yahweh? Well, now he gives you the true fast. In verse 6, is not this the fast I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness and to unfasten the bands and bars and let go free the oppressed, and that every bar you shall break? Get your people out from under the usurers and the Babylonian system, and fast and pray for that, for righteousness' sake. Not just to get something from Yahweh. Pray for his will to be done, not our will. Oh, please get me a new Cadillac car or my Oldsmobile's falling apart. No. Ain't happening. Verse 7. And you can reference verse 7 in the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 34. Is it not for a breaking of your bread for the hungry and for you to bring the poor that are wandering to your home? When you see the naked, that you cover them, that you hide yourself not from your own flesh. That's kindred, 13:20, that your own kindred. You don't help your brother and sister Israelites when they're in need because they're oppressed by the system. You keep it all for yourself and don't lend them a helping hand. That's what he's saying in that verse. Me, 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 greed, greed, greed. Verse 8. Then shall break forth as the morning your light, the light of your enlightenment to others when you start to do good things for other people. And your health shall speedily spring forth. He will bless you. He will heal you. And shall go before you your righteousness and the glory of Yahweh, your rear guard, 6:2:2. Shine as a light of righteousness to other people by obeying the commands and the teachings of Yeshua Messiah, who showed us how to live. Verse 9, then shall you call, and Yahweh shall answer. You shall cry, and he shall say, here I am. If you take away from the midst of you the bars and the putting forth of the finger, 6:7:6, and speaking evil, pointing fingers at others, claiming righteousness for yourself, but lying, you pulpit demons, pointing fingers, you're going to hell. Yeah, right. Verse 10, and if you provide to the hungry satisfaction and the afflicted person satisfied, then shall rise in darkness your light, and your darkness be as the noonday. He's going to remove all the ignorance and darkness from within us if we submit to his will and do his teachings and treat others as we would want to be treated instead of getting over on them. How many of us in Israel oppress those in Israel? Verse 11, and shall guide you, Yahweh, continually, and satisfy in a scorched land your being, and your bones invigorate, and you shall be like a garden watered by a spring of water whose waters do not fail. What will he do to you in blessing? You will grow and shine doing his will. What a word of hope. But you have to change your lifestyle. Oh my. Verse 12. And shall be rebuilt by you the desolate places of old, the foundations of many generations you shall raise up, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. The desolate places of old, our children that are not being taught Yahweh's ways, we will raise them up. We will get rid of these Judeo-Christian churches and teach all of Yahweh's truth, and our children will raise up and be what they should be as Israel. The restorer of paths to dwell in. Yahweh's way. The repairer of the breach. The brokenness of the teachings will be repaired, and we will teach the truth. And Yahweh's way will be repaired, and we can walk on it. Verse 13, if you turn away on the Sabbath your foot from doing your pleasure on my holy day. In other words, observe the Shabbat and call the Shabbat a delight, the holy of Yahweh, honorable, 3513, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words. Verse 14, then shall you delight yourself, 6026, in Yahweh, and I will cause you to ride, one word, 7392, upon the high places of the land, and feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your ancestor, the heritage of Jacob, Israel, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken. Now, how much clearer does it need to get than that, brothers and sisters? Turn from the ways of the world and follow Yahweh's teachings. Bada bing, bada boom. Real simple. It boils down to two words that I use as my motto. Yahweh first. Everything else goes by the wayside. Forget everything else. Forget stuff and possessions and money and opinions of the libtards. Who cares what Madonna thinks? Care what Yahweh thinks. His opinion. Help your Israelite brothers and sisters if they are in need, and stop fooling around being greedy and accumulating useless stuff for yourself that's all going to be burned up at hay and stubble. If you're driving a Chevrolet and it runs fine, you don't need to buy a Cadillac or a Mercedes. When there are people out there in Israel that need help, use that money to help your brothers and sisters. You realize what the operating budget of donations at EFR runs on? A little pittance. You could donate $10 a month to EFR and do much more good with it. Because we're all volunteers. Nobody gets paid at EFR. There are no salaried employees at EFR. Period. Anybody. But we have to have the server, and we have to have this and that, and to run a radio station, it takes computer components, and we have to pay for a lot of stuff. Well, that comes in from donations, and basically a lot out of our pockets. We're out of pocket on this stuff, because Yahweh is first. That's what it's about. Yahweh first. Well, I'm coming down the end of the hour. It's always a pleasure to get into Isaiah. I get a little emotional when I'm in this book, because it's so magnificent. And Yahweh's word just shines out and is so inspiring, and it gets to my spirit inside. Okay, I get very touched. You take that two ways, man, you're touched all right. Hey, if you can't laugh at yourself, you know, come on. We're endeavoring to improve EFR daily. Paul English is working on it just feverishly, and Eli and David and myself and a bunch of the others, and we're so blessed to have the pastors on that we have. There's a lot of the old people have passed on in Christian identity, and it's hard to find Bible scholars. We have a lot of people that are very enthusiastic but are new, and some of them teach a pretty good message, but they don't have the years and years and years of study. We're all praying that Pastor Mullett is healed and will come back to us. I miss him greatly. He's a wonderful, wonderful man, and I miss his show. And I've taken over his spot on Thursdays with the Wake Up Call. And if he ever decides to come back, I will give his spot back to him in a heartbeat. And Pastor Greg Howard and Ken Gregg have joined us, and the shows are getting better and better and better, and Fake News Now is taken off like a shot because the libtards are so prolific in their idiocy. So it makes for a fun show. It's not all doom and gloom and all this stuff, but we like to bring things to attention, and we are doing so. But thank you for listening and for the listener support of the faithful. We are blessed by you, and we're going to keep on keeping on until the door kickers kick in the door and shoot us full of holes. But that's all right. I'll be back, and I'm an old man anyway. I don't have much to lose. I don't care for this world or this life particularly. It's a fight against evil, and it wears on you, but you just can't lose faith. You have to trust in Yahweh and help your brothers and sisters. Prepare yourself spiritually first, you and your family. Teach your children the truth. And prepare yourself physically to survive what is coming in this tribulation that's coming up. So, praise Yahweh and Shalom Aleichem, peace be unto you, to all my brothers and sisters. And I'm going to sign off now and play some bumper music and get out of here. All praise to Yahweh and glory to Yeshua, our Messiah. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Live. Live. Two, three, four, hip, two, three, four, lift, lift. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
To his glory we now sing.
To his glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip.